Let us cover the word with prayer. Father, we give you praise and we honor you and we thank you for this day. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your love and for your grace towards us. We thank you, God, for your breath. The air that we breathe is your breath, and we say thank you. Thank you for the word that you have given me to continue in the study and sharing a word of inspiration on Advent. God, I've done my study. I pray that you will use me to share what I have studied and what you have given me to share. I pray that your children, God, will hear the word and it will not return unto them void, but it will accomplish the very thing that you sent it to do. And God, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Again, today's word of inspiration is entitled, God is with us. Our Advent scripture comes from Matthew, the first chapter, verses 21 through 23. Again, that is Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 and 23. And we read that last week, and I'm going to read it this week. And it reads, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Last week, my husband and I, we went to a Christmas gathering at a friend's house who is an amazing host. Oh my goodness. From her home being beautifully decorated with three gorgeous Christmas trees. Yes, she had three Christmas trees. To beautiful decorations throughout her house on the inside as well as the outside, to delicious food that she prepared enough to feed an army. And while I was in her home, I was admiring her decorations and the beautiful food decor, how she displayed everything. And I began to think about how much time she put in preparing to receive her guest. And if we are honest, many of us find ourselves doing lots of preparing in this busy season of shopping, whether we're putting up lights and putting up decorations and wrapping gifts for the big day. But my question to you on today is, what are we really preparing for? What are we really preparing for? This Advent, or should I even say, who are we really preparing for? And when I think about Advent, this Advent, I want each of us to hear God's call, and that call is to prepare. The call that God is giving us is to prepare. Prepare for the second coming of Jesus and strip away all the fuss and the and ready our hearts and our life for the change that is coming when Jesus returns, for he's coming back. Advent. As I stated last week, Advent season is a time to reflect on the second coming of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And what Advent does for us is that it creates a sense of expectation. And each week during the month of December, we celebrate something unique that Jesus brought to earth when he was born, and that is hope, peace, joy, and love. And the Advent season is an invitation for us to step back from our daily busy lives and see the big picture of God's great salvation. Now, last week, we began our Advent series. For those who joined the call last week may recall how I shared that Advent means expectation, and that what Advent can do for us is create a sense of expectation. And last week we focused on hope, and that is the first week of Advent. Today our focus will be on both peace and joy, which represents the second and the third week of Advent. We are now currently in the third week of Advent, and because we started a week later, I am putting both the peace and joy on today to help us to catch up. Let's talk about peace. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We do not need a peace we can manufacture. We need a peace only God can give. Can someone say amen to that? It's not the manufactured peace, but we need the peace that only God can give. And the Christmas story shows us that true peace is not something we can achieve by organizing our lives or fixing our relationships or even becoming our best selves. It is something God gives through Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And Isaiah 26 and 3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in him." Another version says, "He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him." And Advent peace is a core theme during the Christian season of Advent, which symbolizes the calm and wholeness and reconciliation that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, brings. And this peace focuses on trusting God amidst turmoil. So no matter what's going on in your life, when all craziness is happening, you're still trusting God. Not just the absence of conflict, but the presence of God's heart, steadying peace. That's the peace that we're talking about. It's about relying on him through prayer and scripture, finding in what can I say, internal tranquility and becoming agents of peace in a troubled world. Understand that this peace that I'm talking about is deeper than just being quiet. You know, when you go to your quiet space and you want some peace and quiet, if you have little children and they're making a whole lot of noise, or you just want to get away to yourself and you find a spot for that quiet spot, it's more than that. The peace I'm talking about today is a divine peace that guards the heart and mind, even during difficult circumstances. So even when you're going through some trials and tribulations, that peace guards your heart and your mind. And someone may say, "How in the world could you be so calm and so at rest?" Because the word of God says that if we keep our minds on him, he will keep us in perfect peace. So there's something special about having the peace of God. This peace comes from Jesus' life, from Jesus' death, and from Jesus' resurrection, which is reconciling humanity with God and bringing harmony to us. That's the kind of peace that we're talking about. This peace involves surrendering worries to God. So whatever concerns you have, no matter what it is, and I want to stress that, no matter what your concerns are today, trust God and surrender it to God. Trusting for his provision. Why? Because he is Jehovah Jireh. He's your provider. Trusting him for your rest and for your peace because he is Jehovah Shalom. He is your peace. So that's peace. Now let's talk about joy. Our next Advent topic is joy. Luke, the second chapter, verse 10 and 11 says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.'" Advent joy is so much deeper than happiness. A lot of times when we think about joy, we just automatically think about happiness. But Advent joy is a profound, enduring joy from God that is not dependent on perfect circumstances. So everything does not have to be perfect. Every I does not need to be dotted. Every T does not need to be crossed. But our loving God's constant presence and ultimate victory over evil, unlike temporary happiness, that's the joy that we're talking about. It's dependent upon God. Advent joy reminds us of the shepherds and the wise men when they were celebrating the near arrival of Jesus and the fulfillment of God's promise. Imagine their joy when they heard from God. Imagine their joy when the angel gave them instructions what to do. Imagine their joy that they had when they were following the star. Imagine their joy. It was more than just a happiness. This joy comes from remembering God's faithfulness. I say that this joy comes from remembering God's promises, for knowing God's promises, experiencing God's love, and finding community with others, and trusting in God's future healing and restoration. That's the kind of joy that we're talking about. Advent invites people to actively choose joy daily through prayer. What did I just say? You have to actively choose joy. You have to choose joy. You have to actively choose joy. But how do you do it? Through prayer. By opening up your mouth and letting God know how appreciative you are, with thanksgiving and celebrating God's gift. What is that gift? That gift is Jesus Christ Himself. Even in the midst of life's difficulties, there is a difference between happiness and joy. God's hope, God's peace, and God's joy reminds us that He is with us. This is the word of inspiration on today. As always, it is my prayer that it has inspired you and it has reminded you to walk in God's joy, to walk in God's peace, and know that He is ever present with you. Now, let us pray. And just as we prepare for prayer, today my prayer focus is a little different than my standard prayer focus. But today I want to pray as we're going into the Christmas season. Christmas is next week, but I want to pray for those who are hurting during this season. There are a lot of people who are going through. Although Christmas is a time of celebration, celebration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, some find it really hard to celebrate Him because of their pain. They're suffering and they are in need of prayer. So, what I want to do on today is to have a prayer and pray for those who are suffering. There are those who lost loved ones, there are those who may have lost a job, they may have lost their homes, or they're having situations that they're dealing with, and it's hard. This season is very hard. Some are experiencing the loss of a loved one. Some may be experiencing a loss of a relationship, a spouse, divorce, children strayed away. Someone may be experiencing health issues or feeling lonely and feels like no one cares. Depression and oppression is real, especially during this time. So whatever you are experiencing on today, you may feel low, you may feel depressed or oppressed, and you may even feel like, what's the use? Well, I want to let you know that God has you on His mind and He wants me to pray over you. Now, you may not be going through right now, but may this prayer cover you for the times that you may go through. You may not be going through right now, or those who are listening right now, but maybe this recording will be listened to someone else, listened by someone else, and it will be a blessing to them. And I understand that some of you are experiencing on today. I understand how it can be. I won't say I'm not depressed, but I have oppression at times during this time because I lost my mother, I lost my father, I lost two of my brothers, and it's hard. The pain is real. But what I love about God is that God's comfort and peace is real. And I also know the hope of glory, who is Christ Jesus, who promised to never leave us or forsake us. The hope of glory, who will give us peace that surpasses all understanding. The hope of glory, who strengthens us when we are weak. The hope of glory, who wraps His arms in love around about us. He will always be present with us. So I want to go ahead and pray over everyone on today. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, today we give you praise and we honor you. And we honor you for your presence. We honor you for who you are in our lives. We give thanks unto you because you alone are worthy, and there's none greater than you. Today, God, we give you praise and we honor you for your love and for your kindness. Today, God, we celebrate the best gift you could have given us, and that is your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. And for that, we say thank you. For as I reflect on your word in Isaiah 9 and 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. God, that is your Son, Jesus the Christ, who saved us from our sins. And Daddy, we say thank you. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for sacrificing your life for us, Jesus. We appreciate you. We appreciate the life you lived here on earth. We appreciate the examples you gave. We appreciate you being the living word. And Jesus, not only do we appreciate you, but we love you and we adore you. And we thank you for reminding us that you love us too. We know that you love us because of what you've done for us over 2,000 years ago. We know that you love us because of your promises in your word. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us that we are never alone and your presence can calm the troubled souls when we call on you. When we call on you, you are present. Your presence, God, calms our minds. Thank you for your presence. And your presence, God, calms our emotions and it speaks peace to us. So, Father, your word tells us that our faith will never be put to shame when we trust in you. So, God, I pray right now that your sons and daughters, oh God, and those, even those who may not know you and the pardon of their sins, but they're trying to trust in you, I pray, God, that you will strengthen them. I pray, God, that you will comfort them. I pray, oh God, for those who are dealing with the loss of loved ones, whether it's a loss of a husband, a wife, children, loss of parents, grandparents, siblings, whether the loss was last year, whether the loss was years ago, God, whether the loss was this year, they need you now, God. God, I need you now, God. We all need you now. And God, this year, God, has been a troubling year for so many. So many challenges have come to so many. And God, sometimes they're at a point where they're saying, what's the use? And the enemy is whispering things into their ears, telling them to give up. But God, I decree right now that they will live and not die. I pray right now, God, that you will touch their minds, that you will touch their hearts and remind them that they have a reason to live. They have a reason to fight. God, this is my prayer in the name of Jesus. I pray for your comfort to be upon those who are dealing with any type of loss. God, I pray right now, God, whether it's even loss of health, God, they're not themselves, but Father, and they feel like, God, I can't do this anymore. I cannot go through this pain anymore. I cannot go back and forth to the doctors anymore. But God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen them, that you will wrap your arms around them, God. God, maybe someone's dealing with loss of finances and they're struggling to make ends meet. Father, I pray right now, God, that even during this Christmas season, remind them the true reason for the season. Because right now they're focusing on wanting to buy for their children and buy for their loved ones. But God, may they remember it's not about the gifts under the tree, but it's about the gift that gave his life on a tree. On, oh God, thank you, God. God, it's about Jesus Christ. So, Father, this is my prayer, God. Maybe someone is dealing with a loss and separation or divorce or abandonment, or maybe their children. Help them to find strength and peace in your presence, God. Restore joy to their soul. Bless them and keep them. Make your face shine upon them as they turn their face towards you, God. This is my prayer on today. God, we are thankful. We are thankful that you are our rock and our fortress. We will always find refuge in you, oh God, as we seek you. God, you have said that whoever follows you will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And you are the light of life. God, may everyone look unto you, the author and the finisher of their faith. Let your light shine
through them as they seek you. Even when they feel like they're in a dark place, God, let your light illuminate through them. Let your light illuminate in them, Father, in the name of Jesus. May the darkness, God, because when light comes, darkness has to go. So, Father, have your light. Let your light shine through them, that even in their darkest hours, your light, God, will bring them out, God, will bring them through, God. This is my prayer. God, I thank you right now. Shine your light, oh God, on their life. Remind them, oh God, that there is hope in you. Remind them, God, that your strength is made perfect in their weakness. Remind them that you promise to never leave them nor forsake them. Remind them, God, that you are their very present help in the time of trouble. They may feel alone, but God, remind them that you are ever present with them. Remind them that you are their peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding, and that only you can give, God. Remind them, oh God, that you are their strength. Father, I pray that your love surrounds them. God, I pray that your spirit will guide them. I pray that your voice, God, will cheer them up, not just on today, but every day as they keep their ears to your lips. This is my prayer on today. Father, may your peace calm them and may your shield protect them. God, may your wisdom arm them wherever you may lead them, wherever you take them, God. This is my prayer. We thank you, God. We thank you that you are perfect in all your ways. We thank you that you never forget, that you never fail, that you never take back a promise, that you have promised that you will respond to the prayer of the needy. And God, there are some who may be on this line who are in desperate need of you right now. So, Father, I pray, and sometimes they may not even know what to say. God, I've been there. So, God, I pray for them right now. They don't know the words to say. They can't even open up their mouth. So, Father, I pray and I intercede for them right now. God, I pray that you will show compassion to those who are suffering on today. Father, comfort their hearts. Let them be filled with your spirit. Why? Because you are the God of hope. You are the God of comfort. Let them be filled, oh God, with your joy. Why? Because you, God, are the joy. You are the joy. You are their joy. Let them be filled with your peace as they put their minds on you. God, this is my prayer on today. And I pray this all in Jesus' name I pray. And we give you praise and we give you thanks and we say thank you. Thank you that you allowed us to come to this part of the year. You've kept us another year. You protected us. And now we are at this Christmas season. Thank you, God. We will not allow oppression or depression be our lot. We decree this right now. I decree it over the lives of your people. Depression and oppression will not be their lot. It will not be their portion. But God, I thank you that peace will be their portion. Joy will be their portion. Happiness will be their portion. Love will be their portion. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want to say this to you. Pray for yourself. Even when you feel you have no words, just pray. Let the tears flow. Just pray. Have expectations, that hope that God will bring you through, because guess what? He's going to bring you through. He's brought me through time after time after time, so I can witness, I can testify. Focus on the positive. Focus on the beautiful memories and allow the memories to comfort you. Focus on the hope of glory, Jesus our Savior. Focus on looking up, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Focus on looking at God, our God, who is our strength. God, we thank you. Amen and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.